The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on a Friday. We made it!
Oh, yes!
Friday, finally. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Chidi, when did you get here?
A couple minutes ago.
Oh. Hi, Chidi. Welcome in. We do have your chance to win some crazy cash. First things first. So, Graham, that keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword, if you want to win $1,000, is green. Take the keyword green over to wild949.com. Like, you know, scroll around a little bit, click on some stuff. But then click on the spot that says win $1,000 and enter the keyword in there. And you might do just that, win $1,000.
Good luck. All right, first talkback of the day.
Buenos dias, JV crew. Dang, you guys are observant. Hell yeah, I had to script it due to that annoying 30-second timer. I don't do well with that ticking clock, counting down the seconds. It stresses me out because you know what happens. I have to leave a second talk back. And see, now I got 13 seconds left. All right, love you guys. Bye.
That's our buddy Ruben Cedar from Sacktown. The last time we played one of his talkbacks, I was like, is he reading that off a script? Because it sounded like he was reading off a script. Turns out that's been confirmed. He does read it off a script. And then, of course, he will have to leave a second talkback because even now he tried to ad-lib in that one and he ran out of time.
Yeah.
Now I have to leave a second talkback. I've got to say it, Ruben Cedar, Sacktown. And yes, my girlfriend and my daughter think the show is stupid. I try to get them to listen, but I think you guys are stupid funny, and they think the show's stupid. So I'll keep trying. All right. Again, Ruben Cedar, Sacktown. Love you guys. Happy Friday.
It's a real mixed bag. It's a real mixed bag there. He loves us. His girlfriend and his daughter think we're stupid.
Just stupid.
And the show is stupid to that. To them particularly, I'd like to respond.
Guess what? You suck.
But also, how do we feel about this? I mean, I have a season-long bet with Ruben Cedar, Niners versus Raiders.
Right.
And who loser has to take a shoey, but like his entire family thinks the show's stupid.
I mean, he still has to do the shoey, and they're just going to hate the show even more.
I get that, but part of it, I think he wanted to come down and hang out, you know, to do the shoey here. Like, do we, because they all think we're stupid. Maybe he just does it over Zoom.
But he doesn't.
I don't know.
No, he's still allowed to, but you're not allowed any guests that don't like us.
That's a good point.
Oh. No, they're not allowed. No way. All right, Chidi, you tweet a lot. Mm-hmm. You're here with us Fridays. So Graham does a dramatic reading of your tweets.
Soaked in liquid? I don't even know what was in it. OMG. I was stressed.
What do you mean?
Oh, I was working,
Chidi, this
you guys.
Is a family show, by the way.
So just that kind of liquid.
First and foremost, be careful about what you're about to detail here.
No, I was working at Dutch Bros and it was so busy and stuff was just spilling on me all over the place. I think I spilled like a whole thing of like, I don't know, some type of drink on me. I was soaked and wet. Ooh. From the drinks. It was disgusting.
Sounds pretty sanitary back there. What are the conditions like back there? Just between
that's gross.
Just between honestly, us. I mean, how many health code violations is that? Because are you wearing a hairnet and gloves back there?
No.
Okay.
Do you wash
your
hands?
I have to write you up for that.
I don't wash my hands. I wash my hands.
Do you think everybody else washes their hands, honestly?
Yeah, I think so. We have a little hand washing station we go through regularly.
Is there a bathroom in there? Are you in like
the
drive-thru stands?
The one that I worked in that time at Davis, there was no bathroom in there. It was really small.
What?
But you guys have access.
We have, yeah.
So like on your bathroom break, you just go out in the bushes in the parking lot?
No.
What are you supposed to do?
There's a bathroom, but it's like separate outside of the stand, like in a different warehouse type of thing.
Oh. Have you ever, you're about to make a drink and you're like, this milk might not be okay, but it ain't my drink, so who cares?
No.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Okay. I would never.
I'm just wondering what kind of standards you have back there.
I know how it feels. I would not want to put that on somebody else.
That's a good point. She's been there. OMG. I went live on TikTok while I was sleeping for 20 minutes. I don't even remember being on TikTok.
What?
How? I don't know. I woke up at like 4 a.m. and then I saw my screen. It said because I have like a time limit of how long I can be on social media for. So that was on like you passed your time. So it stopped. So I was like, okay, nothing. Like, I'm cool. Then I woke up at 8 a.m, go on TikTok. It says that I was, congratulations, you were live for this long. I said, what do you mean? So
what
I looked at the video. It's literally me just like snoring.
Wait, you have the video?
Yeah.
Oh, can you edit a clip of that?
I have to see this.
Post it so we can see that. Also, do you think anybody was tuned in?
There was one person tuned in for the whole time.
Oh my God, did they comment anything?
No, I didn't see the comments because the live was over, but...
Is it a guy?
Yeah.
Can you, like, reach out to them? Something? I want to talk to them. I'm fascinated by this. One person just sat to see, like, how long... And imagine if you didn't have that app that cuts off your social media screen time.
Yeah, it would have gone until 8 in the morning.
Literally.
And do you think that one guy... How long do you think that one guy would have held on? Do you think he would have watched you sleep for, like, 4 or 5 hours?
I think so, honestly.
What a weirdo.
Wait, Chidi, maybe, like... This could be a side hustle. You like know, people make money by like going on live and
sleeping.
Yeah.
But do you think? Like,
wait, I want to do that.
How long would you tune in for? Because if I knew Chidi didn't, I was like, I doubt she wants to be live right now. Like, I'm sticking with it. I want to see. Like, she accidentally fell asleep on live. Like, I want to see how long this goes. Also, I want to hear if she snores. I want to hear.
Yeah. What if you did that?
Like, I'm just waiting. Oh my God. For something very embarrassing to happen.
Oh my God,
I think I'd be
so
there
bad.
For about 2 hours.
I would too.
Oh my God.
I would too, honestly. I would watch.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. Just saying hello from Guadalajara, Mexico, on our way to Monterrey, Mexico. Have a great day, guys, and have a wonderful weekend. Bye.
Why does it sound so lit over there?
A lot of excitement there for this hour of the morning. JV Show, number one in Guadalajara, by the way.
Yes!
Number two in Monterrey.
Monterrey.
Yeah, that's what I said.
All because of you. Thank you so much. All right, guys, we're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
And it's time for...
Four!
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So tomorrow, millions of people across the country are expected to join in for No Kings demonstrations. And they're saying it's going to be way more people participating this time than back in June for the first No Kings protest. There are more than 60 events scheduled across the Bay for tomorrow, from Napa all the way down to Santa Cruz. The one in San Francisco expected to be one of the biggest. And again, this is going to be a peaceful event to anyone that is going.
All right, coming off a loss to the Buccaneers and more importantly, a loss of Fred Warner for the season. This is a big game on Sunday for the Niners. See how they respond. They're hosting the Atlanta Falcons at Levi's for Sunday Night Football. And the Falcons they're playing pretty good right now. They're 3-2 on the season. It's looking like Brock Purdy will not be starting for the Niners. He was limited in practice again yesterday. He's questionable. So Mac Jones likely getting the start. George Kittle says he's in line to play, though, so that'll be good to see him back on the field. Niners-Falcons kicks off Sunday at 5:20.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
It's going to be a nice, warm weekend, you guys. Highs are going to be in the mid to upper 70s. Winds will be light and temperatures will drop slightly on Sunday, but at least no rain.
Yes!
Nice.
Hey, Gemini besties.
Hey.
Your day's an 8 out of 10. Things might feel a little complicated in the love or social department today, but don't stress. A little confusion could actually help you see what or who really deserves your energy. If you've been overthinking, today's the day to pause, breathe, and focus on what feels real.
Great advice. All right, next here on the JV Show, I want to know what you guys think about this new coffee trend and if you would ever try it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Okay, so what do you guys think about this new coffee trend? People have found that putting salt in your coffee is like elevating your cup of coffee.
Huh. What is it
making
doing
it better? Well, they're saying that it neutralizes the bitterness. But it doesn't take away from, like, the sugar or the creamer that, you know, most people put in there. So either when they're, like, grounding their coffee beans, they throw some salt in there. Or after you brew it, just throw, like, a pinch of salt as you're, like, you know, putting all your stuff in there.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever throw some salt in your coffee?
So then it's not, the salt isn't to replace the cream and anything else.
No. You can still do all that, but it just makes it better.
Why do we got to keep trying to figure out new things to add to coffee?
It's what like, if it
you
know, works,
hey,
though?
We should, put,
I think we should try
remember
it.
Remember, that was like that one guy was like, I'm putting mayo in my coffee.
Ew,
like,
we almost puked.
We tried it. It was disgusting. And other people are like, oh, you got to melt some butter into your coffee each day. That's to get some good fats in there. And stuff. Like, why do we got to keep trying to add stuff to it? Coffee's delicious. It's just... The way that it is, we look, Starbucks, all these places, they mastered it. The things they serve you there, they're all really good. We don't need to keep adding weird stuff to it.
Maybe they are adding salt and we don't know. Chidi.
Oh, you work at Dutch Bros?
There's
Dutch
no salt.
Bros. Okay. Dang it, no salt.
The salted caramel something.
Oh, that was good.
That's a thing, right?
Yeah, that is.
See?
Salted caramel.
Mm-hmm.
So does that taste better? I don't know.
So would you try it? Throw a salt packet in your coffee?
I mean, a little tiny pinch, I feel like you won't really even notice it. If you start adding enough salt to the point where you can taste the saltiness. Like, no, I don't need to do that. Again, the coffee's already good. I'm not in a desperate search. Like, man, if there's only a way we could make coffee better, you know,
are you guys good. Those people that put salt on everything? Nope. I've never understood that you go to a restaurant and there's like certain people that first thing they do is grab the salt shaker and they just like pour it on their entire plate. Like, I think it's fine without all that. I'm pretty sure they've seasoned it. Most places.
At least try it first.
I hope, yeah.
I feel like I'd be insulted if I was a chef and you look out and everybody's just salting everything.
I would too.
Look, I tasted it back here.
It was fine.
And believe me, what's going on in a restaurant kitchen back there, it's got plenty of salt. It's got plenty of butter. Yeah. It's got all that stuff in it. That's why your food has so much flavor. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you if I've ever put salt on top of something. Like on a plate, a finished plate of food on my, you know, in front of me.
Yeah.
I've never picked up a salt shaker and been like, you know what this needs? Some salt. I've never
I think I have, like when I'm the one that makes it, that made it. I'm like, it does need a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like you're cooking some soup or something. Yeah, you're still, you can be adding stuff there. But I've never sat down at a table or a restaurant and reached for a salt shaker.
Yeah, I've never done that either.
I'm sure I have at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, I've lived quite a bit of years now.
Yeah, you are 30.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Wow, I'm so 27.
Grandma said that a ways to go.
Yeah, thank God. More years.
Wow.
All right, next on the JV show, I don't think we talked about actress Diane Keaton passing away.
No. There's been a few notable celebrity deaths, so you just, we brush right over.
Oh, do you think people want to hear about the founder of KISS passing away? Is that what you're referring to?
No, I was talking about D'Angelo.
Oh, okay.
He died the other day. He's pretty big.
I thought so too, but then Jess was like, who's D'Angelo? So I was like, does no one know?
I was like, there's been a few names over the past few months. I'm like, I thought we'd get a mention.
Next, we got to talk about how much money Diane left to her dog.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, this is Jessica from San Diego. This is my, my first talk back ever. My wife just went to the gym. I was waiting for her to leave because I didn't want her wondering what the heck I was doing. Talking to myself, but I'm not. I'm hoping to talk to you guys this morning. Hope you have a good Friday. Today is my Friday off. I'm excited for that. Bye.
Yes.
Look at that. Her first talk back ever. Welcome in. JV Show fam. Never be shy. Anything we're talking about, always weigh in. We love hearing from you guys on the talk back mic on the iHeart Radio app. And she says she listens from San Diego. And I just checked. JV Show, number one in San Diego.
No way.
Wow, thank you so much. All right, so actress Diane Keaton, I think everybody knows, passed away recently. And she left behind quite a bit of money for her dog, Reggie. Graham, you're going to love this. She is also a lover of golden retrievers.
Oh, they're the best.
Just like you. And so her golden retriever's name was Reggie. And according to reports, she left him $5 million.
Whoa.
Reggie got $5 million.
$5 million, yes.
$5 million for a dog.
Just so he can, you know, have that same kind of care that she would personally give him if she were still here. Also, they're saying, I like this part. Some of it is for to be donated to various animal charities. Like, we're assuming in Reggie's name.
How about some of it, meaning 99% of it? A dog don't need that. Get him a couple bags of food from Costco. He'll be.
He's not used to that.
Yeah, it's going to give him stomach problems.
Yeah. Yeah. $5 million.
Yeah, he only eats the finest cuts of steak, caviar.
Let's just do some basic math. Let's just say it's not getting donated and he's getting the full $5 million for his care, right?
Okay.
And I'm just going to say that, let's just say Reggie is just born golden retriever. Golden retriever lives, what, 15 years? I mean, that's probably about it, right? 15 years is probably, and that might be pushing it for some golden retrievers. That's $333,333 a year. A year.
Okay, it does not cost that much.
Would have to live on. That's probably six times what the average family in this United States brings in a year.
But I don't think you're factoring in all of like his Gucci outfits.
Yeah.
He doesn't need Gucci outfits.
Strollers. Yes, yeah. Strollers.
Entertainment. Like
vacations.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, does it say how old Reggie is here? Reggie's probably 9.
That I don't know.
He probably's got 6 years left. So now that changes the math even more. I'm just saying, this is absurd. Rich people, donate all of your money, all of it.
Can you imagine Reggie in some Gucci slides? But he needs 4 of them.
Oh, Oh, see? Double the price right there.
Yeah, yeah. If he gets shoes, he's buying two pairs.
That does sound pretty cute. Yeah. Golden retrievers are so cute. Love
and
them.
You would want your pet to be left behind in the best care possible.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you just want to find a good family or a good, you know, relative or somebody that wants to take them and just love them. Dogs just want to be loved. They don't need any of that other stuff. Although the little Gucci sock.
Yeah, I know.
He like gets out of a bath and he like slips him on it.
With it in his matching robe.
Yeah,
cute.
Tick down the hall, you know. Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, Grammy, what do you have?
I have some good news for our very own Chidi here, because if there's one thing we know about Chidi,
I have constipation.
Still, Chidi?
She does.
Well,
yeah.
She does. Now, a dietitian and a couple other researchers.
Can I pause right there?
Sure.
Why would you ever admit that on this show?
It's taken out of context.
No, it's not. It was not. The second
how
that you,
dare you.
The second that you admitted that on the air, I was like, this is going to be the greatest drop I have of all time, and I've used this one.
I have constipation.
Maybe 4,000 times. I absolutely love it. Well, that's the one thing that people really know about Chidi. We go out to events, and like they're like, Chidi, they'll like bring her brand muffins and stuff. Like, here, try this. Anyways, some researchers have discovered that they think, look, there are medicines and things out there that can help you with this problem. Chidi, you've probably exhausted all of them. But they're wanting to come up with some new dietary guidelines to help you beat this, you know, cruel and crippling, I was going to say disease, but really it's more of an affliction. They, with just the things that you put in your body, the food that you eat, and they've discovered that kiwis and rye bread, adding those to your diet can really get things moving.
I have constipation.
Yeah, we know. Anyways, they say eating 3 kiwis a day, with or without the skin, can help improve
the situation. Skin? Oh my God, who is eating the skin?
I've eaten a little part of it sometimes, you know, that you didn't quite peel all the way off. And it really wasn't that bad, but like, I don't need a whole mouthful of furry skin.
Yeah, thank you.
Might want to take that little clip right there. And then the other thing they say is rye bread. Now, listen to this. This is, seems like a totally reasonable daily consumption amount. You want rye bread to help you, you know, improve your digestion and release your constipation. You can eat 6 to 8 slices a day.
Oh, my God.
Of rye bread. They realize that that portion size might not be realistic for everyone, but eating 6 to 8 slices of rye bread a day and eating 3 kiwis with or without the hairy skin.
Yes. And 3 cups of coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, 2 bean burritos.
Really get things moving.
Oh my gosh.
So Chidi, take that for,
you know, I will. Thank you.
What it's worth. And I figure that might help you and some other survivors out there.
Or strugglers.
Strugglers.
Strugglers. Because you haven't survived it yet.
Yeah.
Still dealing with it.
Right. Are you in the surviving phase, Chidi, or the still struggling phase of this just awful affliction?
I survived, yeah.
So you've got it handled.
Yeah, hashtag survivor.
So what's your secret?
A lot of fiber.
A lot of fiber.
Okay. Yeah, oatmeal.
And she's now hashtag survivor, hashtag Cordelia Strong.
And you can survive too, listen.
Hashtag her stomach did rebuild.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
There is a wild rumor that Kim Kardashian is like secretly, casually dating Post Malone. Before I get into like why people think this is happening, would you guys, can you see them together as a couple?
No.
Are you shipping
Kim Kardashian
them?
Dated Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Anything is on the table.
That's true.
Anything.
Yeah.
Nothing would surprise me.
That is
literally
a good point.
Nothing.
So do you remember when Post Malone took part in a Skims campaign for Kim? Mm-hmm. We talked about the pictures here on the JV show because remember you can see some of them on JV Morning Show on our Instagram story. Remember he had like the camo little boxer brief things on, and we were kind of talking about his tattoos and how they blended into the underwear. So apparently during that whole thing, like hanging out with Post and really getting to know him, Kim just kind of started to fall for him because he's like super humble, real, authentic, funny, cool, laid back, like all these things. Mm-hmm. And she just got kind of drawn in, and it's just really easy with him.
Okay.
They just have fun. And so it started as an easy friendship, according to the source, but they've become a little bit more playful lately. And she kind of, you know, admires. Maybe flirty. Maybe a little more flirtier than before. Okay. And they're just getting to know each other on a deeper level. And they've even had talks about her going out to Utah, to his ranch, and like, you know, doing things out there. And she wants him to come see her in L.A.
I thought Post Malone had a girlfriend. Is that not a thing anymore?
Well, his BM?
No. After that, he had, yeah, like mid-2025, I think he was like seen with somebody else.
I do recall seeing that headline. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's out, Kim is in.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know. And this is just a rumor. This is just a rumor. But apparently there is some history with them. Travis Barker, who obviously is married to Courtney, he's really close to Post. So, like, he gave the stamp of approval. I guess he performed at one of Kylie's birthday parties some years ago. So it's like Kim kind of met him then.
Okay, so will Kim K and Post Malone date? I'm putting this in the prediction journal.
Oh, this is a tough one.
Ready, set, go.
How much? Where's this rumor from?
Radar Online.
Sounds legit.
Didn't Northwest say that she needs to move on, like in an interview, like she needs to start moving on and find somebody else? Like, so maybe she is dating Post Malone now.
Did you mention what their ages are? How old is Post Malone these days?
He's 30? Like in his 30s, I think.
He just turned 30, right?
How old is Kim Kardashian?
Kim is early 40s.
I'm just going to say yes.
Okay. She is single. I mean, we thought the same thing about her and Tom Brady, you know?
True.
I'm going to say no.
I think fling. But whether or not that'll ever be confirmed, don't know. I think there could be a little fling going on. Maybe it's already ended. Don't know.
I think short relationship.
But I don't think they're coming out and walking the red carpet as the next celebrity couple.
No. When you say will they date, that's not what you mean, right? I don't think that.
I guess.
Have they smashed? Yes.
Okay. Oh. I'm writing all of this down.
All right. Tay Voodoo strikes again. You guys know what Tay Voodoo is, right?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Anyone who messes with Taylor Swift, they get bad karma. Tay Voodoo. Yeah. You guys remember when we talked about CJ Gardner-Johnson?
Yes.
He played for the Eagles when they beat the Chiefs in this last Super Bowl. And then he went viral for some comments he made about Travis dating Taylor. That led to the Swifties leaving horrible reviews for his mom's restaurant. There was some more back and forth. But then Tay Voodoo hit and he was traded during the offseason from the Eagles to the Houston Texans. And then after three games, he was let go from that team, and then he ended up getting signed by the Ravens.
Okay.
Well, on Tuesday, they announced that he's being let go from the Ravens. Oh, didn't even play a game with them.
Oh, my God.
How has he fallen this quickly? He was good.
Tay Voodoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's the Tay Voodoo.
Tay Voodoo. That's the only explanation.
I thought that was like some kind of new restaurant. Like, have you guys been to the new Tay Voodoo place over here?
No.
It's really good. Yeah. Get the bowl. It's so good. Tay Voodoo. Yeah.
There's no other explanation.
Well, okay, when you put it that way, you're right.
She's
no
powerful.
Possible other
she
explanation.
Is. Yeah. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, 80-year-old granny Natalie Grabo from New Jersey. She just became the oldest woman ever to compete the grueling Ironman World Championship race. The event was this past weekend. It consists of a 26.2-mile run. That's a marathon, you guys. A 112-mile bike ride and a 2.4-mile swim. And she did this all with a nagging hamstring injury in brutal conditions. They say the water in the ocean for that portion of the swim was very, very rough and choppy. And the heat and the humidity for the run and the bike race were really, really bad. So if you already feel bad about yourself, like, I should work out more, this lady is really putting us all to shame. She completed this triathlon in 16 hours, 45 minutes, and 26 seconds. And notably, more than 60 other participants in the Ironman over the weekend all quit. And this 80-year-old woman, she made it to the finish line.
Yes.
Now, look.
Good for her.
Shortly before she reached the finish line, she tripped and she fell down.
Oh, no.
But she quickly got back up and she completed the race. And her coach and her daughter were there to celebrate. She says, what's the key to being able to continue to, you know, pull off athletic feats like this at the age of 80? She says, you just have to keep on moving in your life. Whatever it is, dancing, pickleball, doesn't matter. You just have to be consistent with it and keep doing it. She's actually competed in 10 other Ironman races in the past. So this is not like some new feat to her, but it is for somebody that's 80 years old. I guess the all-time just regular Ironman record, there's a difference between the Iron Man and then the Iron Man World Championships, whatever, any Iron Man race of any time. An 82-year-old woman holds that record. She actually completed that. Her first meal after the race, you guys, she had a chicken wrap, and she spent the morning in bed eating a bagel. She says she's going to give herself off a week for recovery before she starts training again.
But
I just read a report that she died the other day.
Are you
serious? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. Why would you say that?
I'm joking.
Graham, what is wrong with you?
I'm joking. Whoa. She completed the race. She's doing just fine. You guys, the Ironman World Championships, an 80-year-old woman did that. Selena, what did you do this week?
Not that.
Jess, what did you do this week?
I rearranged my room.
Stop it. Nice. Chidi, what did you do this week?
I just laid on the couch watching TV.
Oh, my God.
Slept on TikTok Live.
Yeah.
This 80-year-old woman. That's a true story. Go back and podcast the show if you missed that. It's hysterical. This 80-year-old woman, can you imagine running a marathon and then on the same day be like, I got to hop on a bike and ride for over 100 miles.
Nope.
And then get in the ocean and swim for almost 2.5 miles.
But you know, that's the beauty of life. It's like we all get to pick what we want to do. You know, and I don't want to run.
I don't think Chidi chose sleeping on TikTok Live.
That's a good point.
When she laid out her life goals. But okay.
Hey, if I can check it off now.
Yeah.
Good point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Daisy from Lodi here. I got my Facebook settlement check. Woo-hoo! $29.18. And you know what? I'm feeling a little rich today. It's Friday.
Yes.
So I think I'm going to splurge a little and up my drink size this morning to a Trenta. Mm. And you know what? I'm feeling a little crazy. I might even get a bagel. Whoop, whoop. Happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday.
Wow, get that Facebook. Get your bag, queen. Wow. She said she got $29.18, and then she's going to get a Trenta of who knows what from Starbucks. And Selena, you know that's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
And then the bagel. And then at the end of that, like, she got about it's 8 cents left.
Yeah.
Sorry. But yeah, at least, hey. Free breakfast.
Yeah.
Before we get to our What the Bleep game, Graham, we have a shout out.
I got a DM here. It says, hey, Graham, can you please shout out my son Kaleo for his 8th birthday today? We're so proud of him. All the good grades he's getting. He's such a loving, funny, caring, and helpful son, brother, cousin, and friend. Can't wait to celebrate his birthday and love him so much. Keep being the best. Kaleo from his mom, dad, Callie, Cash, and Kalel in Cathedral City. I don't know. Is that a real place? Or is that just everybody's name starts with a C and they made their own city? I don't really know, but either way, happy birthday, Anne.
Happy Who birthday! Gives a fuck? Yeah. That's a good point. All right, now to your chance to win this chug mug. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkbacks on the iHeartRadio app. You guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Yep. You know how the second you finish, it's like, I don't want to think about a I don't want to ever see a again, and I especially don't want to ever smell a again.
A triple bleep.
The triple bleep, wow. You guys.
Graham.
Whoa.
Uncharted territory.
This
right
is
here.
New. Yeah. That's a
and
first.
It's all the same word.
Thank you, everybody. Well, a lot of people to thank for this one, mainly me. I'm just kidding. Yes, all the bleeps are the same word. The triple bleep, all the same
Wait,
word.
Wait, you should play it one more time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here it is one more time.
You know how the second you finish, it's like, I don't want to think about a I don't want to ever see a again. And I especially don't want to ever smell a
you're
again.
Gross.
But then you let a little time pass and you're just like, oh yeah, let's do that again. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Bleeped out words, even though it's the same word, but the triple bleep.
Yes.
The coveted triple bleep. It just happened. You guys just witnessed history. All right, whip out your iHeartRadio apps. Hit the talkback mic button. Leave us your name and your city along with what you think that bleeped out word could be. And remember, this is a family show, so keep those guesses PG, please. But you want to get those guesses in quick if you want to win a JV Show Chug Mug, because you have to be the very first correct answer to get the mug.
That's right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
If I can just, a side note for 1 second. Because somebody just left. We're going to play some guesses for the What the Bleep here in a second. But somebody else left a talk back like, what do you mean? It's Cathedral City where they're from. Because I read a shout out and I was like, she wrote Cathedral City. And look, I'm the guy that reads the shout outs and people type stuff out. If that's the way they want to type it, that's the way that I'm going to read it. So while I, in my mind, was like, it's probably Cathedral City. It's not for me. That's not for me. I'm not an idiot. I know how to read. And I would assume that your autocorrect would correct Cathedral to Cathedral, right? But if that's the way they want
you're
it,
just reading
that's
it
the
as
way
is.
That I will read it.
Yeah. Put some respect on the people from Cathedral.
Seriously.
All right. Now back to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a chug mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed today's clip, it's never been done before, you guys. A triple bleep here. Here it is.
You know how the second you finish, It's like, I don't want to think about a I don't want to ever see a again. And I especially don't want to ever smell a again.
No. Mm-mm. Let's go to your guesses. Remember, this is a family show. To your talkbacks.
Good morning, GV Show, and happy Friday. This is Mondo from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is pumpkin.
Pumpkin. A few people guessing that this morning.
Okay. It's a great guess.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Topical, you know.
Hi, this is Wendy from American Canyon. I'd have to say a hot dog. Specifically, probably a Costco hot dog.
Yeah, hot dogs will do that to you.
Not just one, though, but the time that we had that hot dog eating contest and
yes.
we each like pounded on a whole bunch of wieners, that, to me, that one stuck that with me for a while. Yeah. I didn't want a hot dog for a long time after that.
But you're back to eating them now?
Oh, yeah.
I'll bring them on.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Happy Friday. This is Kaylee from Vallejo, and I think the bleeped out word today is burger.
Dang it. Great guess.
Popular guess as well.
Continue to leave them, though. If you think you know what today's bleeped out word is, nobody's gotten it yet. That talkback mic is open on the iHeartRadio app. Going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is our What the Bleep game, where you have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And we are going to send you a JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
You know how the second you finish, it's like, I don't want to think about a I don't want to ever see a again. And I especially don't want to ever smell a again.
A triple bleep.
The coveted triple bleep. I'm so excited to see who wins this
that
one.
That is all the same word if you don't know. But let's go to the talk back, see if anybody got it right.
Hi, this is Susie from Union City. And I think the bleeped out word is beer.
I guess this morning. Nope. Keep the beers coming for me.
Finish. Who has one is like, oh, I don't want another one of those.
Finish one. Please deliver me another one. I'm ready.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Claudia from San Ramon. Happy Friday. My guess for the bleeped out words is burrito. Have a great day.
That was one of the most popular guesses this morning. I mean, you feel so full after eating that just monster, huge super burrito sometimes. Mm-hmm. But like, it would never ruin burritos for me. Like,
right. Mm-hmm. But that is my feeling in the moment after I eat that entire thing. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I don't want another one of those ever again. But then I do the next day.
Yeah.
Oh, give me a couple hours. I'm ready to get back on the saddle.
Good morning, JV Show. Andrew out of Hayward. Happy Friday. I think the bleeped out word this morning is diaper. I don't know, maybe you got finished changing that diaper and they left a nice little sting bomb for you. Yeah. All right, guys.
Oh, I thought he meant like your own diaper. I was I'm not understanding.
Diapers was a surprisingly popular guess this morning. I was rather shocked by that. A lot of people thinking that this morning.
Your kids have kind of aged out.
Yeah, no, I'm thankfully I'm out of the diaper phase, but yeah, I mean, you have that feeling when you're in the diaper phase and changing them all the time, like, not again. But you also, and Selena, you probably experienced this, you kind of become immune to it. It's like nothing grosses me out at this point.
Yeah. Except for other people's.
Oh, that would be terrifying. Yeah.
With my own kids.
Your own kids, it's like no big deal.
Yeah, who cares?
I was at a store the other day and I was walking near a child. And
you hate kids, so you slapped it?
No, but the child smelled like poo. Oh.
And that's what you think about all kids.
No, just that one.
That's what you said, yeah.
Morning, JV Show. It's Tracy D from San Mateo. I think the bleeped out word is buffet. All right. Happy Friday, guys. Bye.
There it is.
That's the word.
Here's today's clip, unbleeped.
You know how the second you finish, it's like, I don't want to think about a buffet. I don't want to ever see a buffet again. And I especially don't want to ever smell a buffet again. It is instant regret at the end of it. You're like, why did I go back for that fourth plate? I didn't need that.
Whoa, and now the
rest of your evening or whatever time you went there, it's just ruined. You're like, I just feel so sick. And you just like, you want to time travel back and tell yourself, no, this sounds like a great idea. You're starving. Don't do it.
I can't even force it down. Like, buffets, like, I don't even go because I have one plate and I'm done. It's like, what's the point? Yeah.
See, but don't you get that sense that, like, you're not getting your money's worth? That's my problem.
Yeah.
I'm not hungry, but, I do need to go try that. Have you tried that? Well, I got to go try that.
I can't.
I need to get my money's worth, so I got to load up each plate. And then it's just, like I said, it's just regret afterwards. I haven't been back to a buffet in a long time for that very reason. Can't take it anymore. All right, let's give some shout outs. Not so many shout outs to give on this Friday, but Our buddy Tracy D in San Mateo. What's up, Tracy D? She just got her second chug mug, I think. I
believe nice. That is her nice
second
work.
Win, so that must be nice. And you know what also would have been nice? Our buddy Leo in San Jose, he almost had it. And he left us a talk back earlier this week saying he already has like 4, 5, 6 chug mugs. So he almost got his 5th or 6th or 7th or 8th. I don't know what it was, but he almost got it.
Nice.
And outside of that, Jess, am I missing?
Just one more that squeaked in right now. Monique from Petaluma.
What's up, Monique in Petaluma? What's up? JV Show number one in Petaluma, by the way.
Yes, thank Love you so much. Tone. And thank you, everyone, for playing. We're going to do it again Monday morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I know we have somebody on hold.
Kimberly.
We have Kimberly on hold to play the Yup Nope game. 1 second, Kimberly.
Hi, JV Show. It's Tracy D from Sabatep. This is my 3rd chug mug winning. Wow. Anyway, reason I knew it was because last Saturday I went to a Chinese buffet, stuffed my fat face with crab and butter, and I said to myself, I'm never coming back there again. Bye, guys. Have a good Friday. Thanks for my chug mug. Third one.
Okay, good that for you.
Very fitting. I said I think this was Tracy D's second chug mug win. That's inside our What the Bleep game we played a little earlier. And it was a triple bleep this morning. So it's only fitting. I think it was some sort of divine intervention here because she had
You're
getting
right.
her third chug mug on a triple bleep morning, which is, we've
right.
never had before. So congrats, Tracy D and San Mateo.
Yep. All right, let's go to Kimberly. Good morning, Kimberly. How's it going?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. All right. So you are on to play the JV Show's Yup Nope game. Jess, will you tell Kimberly what's on the line today?
Yep. We have 4 tickets to check out the Oakland Roots last home game of the season.
Nice. All right. So all you have to do is answer 3 out of 4 trivia questions correct, which I know you can do. You got this. No big deal. But let's see if you actually can, like for real. Here's question number 1. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Question number 1. Graham loves to give me words I cannot pronounce, so bear with me. Archipelago? Archipelago is the term used to describe a group or cluster of what?
Oh, I've never heard of that word either.
Thank you.
You know, Cameron? What was that word again?
Oh, God.
Archipelago.
Thank you. Archipelago is the term used to describe a group or a cluster of what?
What, Melina?
Take a guess.
Stars, which I don't think is right.
Nope. I don't know what she said.
Stars.
Oh, stars. No. That's a good guess, though. Islands.
Group of islands.
Yes.
Oh.
Is what that is. All right. Question number. This is okay. You can miss one. Question number 2. In 1983, Sally Ride became the first American woman to do what?
Say it, Melina.
What's your name?
We're not good at trivia. She said go to outer space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was right.
Yes. Sally Ride is the first American woman to go into space.
We got a point on the board. All right, here's question number 3. The Rio Grande River separates Mexico from what country?
Don't overthink it.
The United States?
Yep.
Yes. There it is.
Just with the hints.
Okay. Yeah, be quiet.
Just say it. It's just...
I feel like that's one of those names that they say, the Rio Grande, you know? You're like, that's not what that word is.
I do.
Like a lot of people say that. All right, question number 4. You need this one to win the game, you guys. Which quarterback became a star with the 49ers first? Joe Montana or Steve Young?
Oh, 50-50 chance. I don't know.
Oh, Niner fans are going crazy right now.
Young?
Nope. You did avoid the holy horrible trivia. You guys got 2 out of 4 correct today. Joe Montana was the correct answer there. Steve Young took over for Joe Montana. But Joe Montana was the first Niners star winning Super Bowls.
Kimberly, hey, I probably would have missed that one too.
No,
I don't know. I just know the name. the timelines of things, just like names.
But the Niners lore, the history of it.
Kimberly, thank you so much for playing. You did not win the JV Show's Yep Nope game. Dang it. Don't hang up, though. I'm going to put you on hold. Hang on there. Graham, do we have some shout-outs?
We do. A whole bunch of them. Buckle up, you guys. First one. Good morning, Graham. Can you wish my wife, Ada, a happy birthday? We've been listening since we've been dating. We're also on a mission to eventually meet all members of the JV Show. Well, we love you guys. And that is from Daniel. Yes, happy, happy birthday, Ada.
Who gives a Woo-hoo! Fart?
That's a good point. Another one here. Good morning, Mom. Sliding into your DMs. Welcome in. Can you please give a 16th birthday shout-out to my daughter, Ava Marie de Los Angeles de Concepcion de Buenos Aires, La Chona. Woo! Woo! Happy birthday, mamacita. We love you so much. Have a wonderful 16th birthday from Daddy, Mommy, Mila, Caesar, and Juju. Yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Happy Friday. Hopefully you can read this today. Can you please shout out my kids, Benny, Serenity, Isaiah, and Mona Lisa? Just want to say happy Friday, kids. I love you little monsters, and I'm super proud of y'all. Have a great weekend. Love, Mom. Her mom's name is Barbie. Yes, happy Friday, everybody. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Happy 20th birthday to my Nico, who turns 20 on Saturday. Have fun in L.A. at University Studios. I think she means Universal Studios, but maybe it's a college.
Yeah, maybe it is university.
Open house or something with Renzo and Valentine. That's from Veronica. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Selena, Graham, and Jess, my kids and I are huge fans. We listen to you guys every morning on the way to school. I was hoping you'd give my son, Angelo, a huge who gives a fart birthday shout out for his 8th birthday. He'd be so surprised to hear a special message for him on his way to school. We want him to know how proud we are of him. He's an awesome brother, friend, teammate, student, and most importantly, son. We hope he has a great day. Can't wait to celebrate later at Benihana. Nice. Whoa. Love Mom, Dad, and Amelia.
Who gives a fuck?
I crushed some Benihanas, even though I got food poisoning in there twice. Good morning, Graham and JV Morning Show. Could you please wish our beautiful and loving daughter, Malia, a very happy, sweet 16. May all your birthday dreams and wishes come true, love. Mom, Celine, and Dad, John. Her actual birthday's on Saturday, but we listen to you guys every single morning. Yes, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hi, Graham. Could you please wish my son, Daniel, a happy early 14th birthday? His birthday's on Sunday, and that is from Mom Esmeralda. Yes, happy early birthday, Daniel.
Who gives a
Hope
fart?
You have a great weekend. And one more here. Hey, JV Show, was hoping you could send a birthday shout out today. Happy birthday, Maxwell, going from 6 to 7.
Keep being there.
A boss. Way to go leveling up in jujitsu and being fast at soccer. We love you from Boss Dad, Boss Mom, Boss Mo, Big Dog Lucas, and Sweet Leela. Keep being you, Boss Max. Thanks, squad. Thanks for keeping our mornings lit. Are people still saying that?
They are now. It's back.
Okay, cool. Appreciate you guys. And happy birthday, 6-7, Maxwell.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to today's hottest trending.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. Good morning, Bay Area. Happy Friday, everyone. We made it. I hope everyone enjoys their weekend. It's October. Go do something spooky. For the trivia for the Yup Dope game, that was the perfect amount of hard and easy questions, Graham. I gotta give you a pat on the back because honestly, there you threw some two hard ones and two layups. So, good job. I hope everyone can study up on some trivia so they can actually do some next time around.
Okay, he approves, Graham.
I'm glad I got the approval. I'm scratching my head a bit. Which questions were the hard ones?
Well, for people who don't watch football.
Yeah, yeah. That was tricky. Yeah. That was very tricky for me.
Stop, you guys.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Sean from Fairfield. Bet no one better not complain about today's game.
Oh, thank you.
No game, because I got all four. So, like I said, they got to go to school. Sorry, y'all, but that's just the reality of it. Archipelago was a little bit hard, but, you know, a lot of people don't know that. But it's Joe Montana. Come on now. How's your boy?
I love how everyone is like basing it off of their knowledge of things. But the second they don't know two of the questions, it's too hard. It's too hard for everybody. It doesn't make sense, you guys.
I'm still waiting to throw some hard questions at you guys. So one of these days, I'll squeak some of them.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, before we get to the possibility of Kevin Federline joining OnlyFans, kind of a cool story having to do with Taylor Swift. If you went to the movie theater the other weekend and checked out her official release party of a showgirl, you may have seen her wearing a vintage Monterey Bay Aquarium t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
I did not.
And well, we didn't go to the theaters to watch that.
Well, I told you I had tickets, and then I just didn't go.
That's right. Oh, you did. You almost went.
You skipped.
Well, now, because of all the Swifties, the aquarium there in Monterey, they've brought the t-shirt back as a fundraiser for their Sea Otter program. So the shirt costs $65, and they're selling fast because everybody wants a t-shirt that Taylor owns and wore. The aquarium's already raised more than $1.3 million.
Seriously?
Whoa. Yeah.
Wow. Good for them.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. That's awesome and for a great cause. Yeah, so very cool.
Now to Kevin Federline. We have a lot to cover, you guys. First off, he's been offered $100,000 to join OnlyFans. I mean, everyone's accusing him of like doing anything for money because he's not receiving the child support payments anymore. Would you guys... Or do you think anyone wants to see this man on OnlyFans?
No.
Who's that?
Kevin Federline?
Yeah. You don't know who Kevin Federline is?
Mm-mm.
Did she just say, who's that?
Chidi.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Are we joking? Britney Spears?
Okay.
Oh. Her baby daddy.
Oh, I didn't know that was his name.
I'm going to quit the show.
Awkward.
Wow.
Okay, so no one wants to see this man on
OnlyFans. 27 and a half. I'm feeling real old right now.
Yeah.
Real old.
Now to the other.
Wait, but that's just an offer from the platform. That's not him going out and seeking that deal. So, like, we can't say that he's just money chasing here. It's like
it's not from the platform. It's from this company called The Circle. They provide management for creators. So they're offering him money to create the account. Let us manage you, and we'll provide it all the guidance you need. Just you just show up and be naked.
You think he's gonna do it?
I hope not.
No, I don't. I think he's gonna make a lot more than that on this book that he's putting out, and he won't need to be doing that.
Speaking of the book, it's dropping Tuesday. We have some more excerpts here. E! News posted one where Kevin details the moments before Britney shaved her head in 2007. He says that she had just checked herself out of rehab, went to their home, showed up at the gate, was ringing the bell, like nonstop yelling and shouting all these things that didn't make any sense. All he could make out was, let me in. Like, she kept yelling, let me in, over and over again. She starts climbing the gate, and he says,
why didn't he let her in?
Because she was acting erratically, and he was there with the kids, and they were super young, and he felt like she would have scared them, and he also didn't want them to see her in that state. So that's when Britney eventually left straight from their house to a local hair salon, asked the stylist to shave her head. She said no. So Britney grabs the clippers, does it herself, went straight from the salon to a gas station. That's where the umbrella incident took place.
Oh, wow.
And Kevin recalled seeing those pictures once they were published. I mean, they were everywhere that day. And he was like, oh, my God, like that's what I'm dealing with now. That was what was that outside of my gate. Like, this is not Britney.
And that was in 2007, you said?
Yes.
And I had to look up to see which years they were married. Am I reading this right? 2004 to 2007. So then he broke up with her a short time after that. I mean, who knows what was going on in their marriage leading up to that incident. But that would be tough to leave. I'm starting to have more sympathy for Britney with our conversations over the past couple of days. Can you imagine like your partner going through a real mental health breakdown? And you'd be like, divorce time.
Well, things were already really rocky before this instance. Remember, I told you yesterday he wrote that he walked in on her and she was doing hard drugs.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, breastfeeding at the time. And that's alleged. But he says, like, that's what led to, like, the rockiness and the fights that was ultimately leading to their breakup.
I don't think they should have stayed together long term, is what I'm saying, but the timing of it maybe just compounded what was going on with her.
In another excerpt, Kevin talked about smashing the first night he met her back in 2004.
Interesting.
At a club in Hollywood. He says she invited him back to her hotel that had a private pool and a hot tub. And while all her friends were still swimming, she got out of the pool, grabbed his arm, and led her into her private bungalow. And one night turned into two, that turned into three, and then they got married later that year.
Oh, my God.
So now Britney is once again slamming Kevin for telling all her business and attempting to profit off of her pain. She posted on X yesterday, why is he so angry? And what's scary is he's convincing. It literally blows my mind the moments he stops before he cries, like talking about interviews he's done. Like, are you effing serious? If you really loved someone, then you don't help them by humiliating them.
Again, I do go back to, if the gender roles were switched here, we'd be like, that's her truth. She's just letting us all know her truth. And we'd be supporting this information coming out, you know, painting somebody, you know, a guy in a relationship being awful or whatever. And it just feels different when he's doing it and it's a woman. that he's painting out to be awful in the relationship. Do you know what I mean? Does anyone feel that way, or am I on an island here?
A little bit, but this whole thing, I think you said it best yesterday, it's giving ick.
It's giving ick because they have kids and you're bashing the...
And there's mental health issues involved. And like even like the smashery on the first night, like... That has nothing to do with anything. Like, nobody needed to know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's good for page turning.
I guess. Yeah. And Brittany even admitted, like, she thinks that his book is going to sell way more than what her book did because of all of the stuff.
He's inside her?
He's telling, the woman in me.
The woman in me. Yeah.
By the way, Nicki Minaj came to Brittany's defense. She posted on X calling Kevin Federline a B word. So.
Oh, it doesn't really help when it's Nicki, though.
Yeah, I guess. Right. Yeah.
Let's turn to a voice of reason on this whole thing.
Yeah. Nicki Minaj, what do you think? Have to say?
Can we get a comment from Cardi B as well?
That would be nice. All right. Next on the JV show, we have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. Also, the couple things I want to talk about. One, the new direction ChatGPT might be moving into.
Yeah.
I thought that was a little interesting. Oh. Mm-hmm. Also, again, I'm catching up on Love is Blind. Something I saw yesterday just shook me.
I can't wait.
So I'm going to talk about that next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. What's going on? This is Isaac. Y'all already know. Just wishing y'all a happy Friday from San Diego today. Going to TwitchCon. Starting day one off right with the JV Show. Hope y'all have a great day. And no, before Graham makes a joke, TwitchCon is not for people, a convention for people who have a Twitch. It's for the video game website, the live streaming video game website. Love y'all. Have a good day. And have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. TwitchCon. I've never heard of it.
I like the idea much better that it's people that have a Twitch.
People and just everyone's twitching.
Just walking around like, did that guy just wink at me? No, sorry. His eyes twitching. And it's just like 30,000 people doing that. It'd be hysterical.
All right. Where are we at with Love is Blind? Who's watching?
Yes.
Jess, you're watching it.
Well, I'm still on episode three.
Graham, I'm shocked that I've even had as much time on my hands to watch this.
Must be nice.
Chidi, have you started this?
Yeah,
this
I've watched some of them.
So I am almost caught up. I think I have one episode left until the wedding episodes come out next week.
No, they came out. Yeah.
The wedding ones still have to come out. That's next week. But this is not going to spoil anything. It's just a little.
Are you sure?
A positive. Yeah. It's just a little anecdote that
potential spoiler alert.
It's not going to spoil anything.
Okay.
But one of the guys, you know, he gets up. They're now living together. He gets up and, you know, his fiance is like, oh, are you going to make me one of those like smoothies you drink every day? He then proceeds to take a baked chicken breast.
Oh, no.
Puts it in his blender.
Oh, no. No, he doesn't.
Adds some water. A packet of Crystal Light.
Oh, my God.
Blends it up and drinks it.
Like, he's not just trying to freak her out and gross her out. This is a real thing, his
protein intake.
That is disgusting.
And he even gave her some
to
try.
Yeah, and she tried it.
And she
no, you don't try that.
She was in it?
She watched. She's like, yeah, pour me some. I'm going to try.
What?
What in
I'm
the-
sorry, but that's disgusting.
You said it was cooked. It's cooked,
it
right?
It was cooked.
But still, why wouldn't you just eat it cooked?
That's
way more delicious.
He said it was faster. Like, it's just faster. It's easier. Just blend it all up and you can take it on the go.
These are the people that have the same driver's license as the rest of us. You know what I mean? These are the same people that have the same vote as the rest of us.
Yeah,
and you scratch your head at all the things that happen in this country. And you're like, who could believe that? Or why are we doing this?
And he's
this
a parent.
Is that. This is why.
Yeah.
So he's already raising a next generation of chicken blenders.
Ew.
Chicken blenders.
There's other ways. He called the chicken police on me.
Oh my God. Watching him that, I was like, gagging.
It was one of those things where while I was watching it, I was doing other things and I heard that and I had to rewind it because there was no way that that was actually what was being said. And I watched it and that's what he did.
But also the other thing is just the cost of it. This is not very cost efficient when you could just have a scoop of protein powder from a million different companies, which are delicious, by the way. They're really good. You know what I mean? It's like you could have something delicious tasting and way cheaper and way less time consuming because you had to cook that chicken breast before you throw it in the blender. Like, and you couldn't just dunk it in some barbecue sauce and like enjoy your day like a normal.
That's too many calories.
Person.
The sauce. Also, great endorsement for that blender because whatever cheap blender I have at my house is not going to blend up a whole chicken breast.
Can't blast right through it.
Chunky, no, I don't think so.
Oh,
yeah,
ew,
and his
gross.
Was so smooth.
I got the Ninja Bullet. What I feel color? Like it could handle.
I
that.
Feel like it was one of those. That
yeah,
they
I feel like it could.
I don't have that.
I'm gonna give it a try later. I'm gonna get a 10 piece nuggies later. Just drop it in there with some sweet and sour and just hit go.
That is so gross.
Try it's all about the gains in the gym. Yeah, come on.
Yuck. All right. Let's talk about ChatGPT moving in a different direction. I don't know if you guys have been, if you guys keep up with the headlines, and they recently made some changes just to make it more, I guess, restrictive for those who, do struggle with like mental health and they didn't want the bot like saying certain things to those people. So Sam Altman, he's the CEO of OpenAI. He created ChatGPT. He put this statement out there. He said, "We made ChatGPT pretty restrictive to make sure we were being careful with mental health issues. We realized this made it less enjoyable to many users who had no mental health problems. But given the seriousness of the issue, we want to get this right. Now that we have new tools, we're going to be able to safely relax the restrictions in most cases. So in a few weeks, we plan to put out a new version of ChatGPT. So if you want your bot to respond in a very human-like way or use a ton of emojis or act like a friend, ChatGPT should do that, but only if you want."
Okay.
So you'd have to opt into that. He then said, "In December, as we roll out age gating more fully as part of our treat adult users like adults principle, we will allow even more erotica for verified adults."
This is not going to be good. The people that are already obsessed or like have a problem, they're going to opt in. You think they're going to be like, "Oh no, I don't want this new feature that makes things even more real"? Like,
We're standing at the edge of the cliff right now. We're just, AI's just like, "All right, let's go. Let's just."
My God.
Wow.
This is not a good idea.
No.
And the way people are already getting like addicted to this stuff, it's like they're going to completely just turn their back on their partner if they have one, because like ChatGPT is going to tell them everything they want to hear.
Exactly.
You know where this is going. Like, you can see where this is going. Ooh. And you'll be able to, because you already can, take anybody's likeness, right?
Your
favorite celebrity, your favorite morning radio show host.
Don't give them ideas.
You can take that likeness and then, upload some. This is just where it's going. And I'm sure you probably already could do this. Probably take a few extra steps. But this is where it's going, and this will happen instantaneously. And you could have that by uploading video of them and audio of them. Then AI takes over, and you could be in a full-on relationship with this person. And it's responding to you and talking to you every single day. And it's super, super lifelike. It's as real as can be. And then, obviously, it advances to the more adult stuff. And that is going to be incredibly realistic and lifelike. And pretty soon, we're all sitting in our mom's basement. Nobody's ever talking to anybody in real life again.
Right.
Bar sales plummet 98%. Nobody goes to a bar anymore.
Nominate Chidi. If anyone wants to date AI Chidi, I will send over videos and pictures.
Yep.
That you can then upload and use for likeness.
I opt out.
I don't know if you can do that.
I have constipation.
That doesn't matter. The AI can handle that.
AI.
AI can take care of that. Don't worry.
What a weird
AI,
time.
AI, you won't have constipation, Chidi. So just be happy about that.
If you
that,
want
at least.
Them to. Probably could.
I'm just like, it's just getting...
It's actually really scary. It's like kids growing up now, they won't even know a world without AI. The same way like we talk about, kids don't even know what life was like before social media. Now it's, AI is just normal.
The norm,
And you won't be able to differentiate between what's real and what's fake.
Yeah.
And
it's a scary thought.
Everything in your brain will be a mix of both real and fake information, which has already been a huge problem in this country, in this world. Yeah, it's pretty scary. I'm just going to say, I think we're right now, I mean, it's the AI gold rush. Everybody's just racing to get in and every company is trying to differentiate themselves, and everybody's offering AI everything under the sun, and it's the Wild West, too. There's no rules. There's, they've tried to pass some legislation. Yeah. They can't really do it, and it's just, we're going to end up bearing some consequences from this at some point.
But sexy ChatGPT, like, I wasn't expecting that.
No, that wasn't the next step. But like,
it wasn't on my bingo card.
Again, what's fueled every technological advancement when it comes to internet and tech? It's that.
I guess so. Yeah, I mean, that's actually true.
Yep.
All right, Graham, we have a shout out before we move on?
We do. I got a DM here. Very important one. It says, what's up, Graham? Wanted to slide into your DMs. This is a dad in my DMs, by the way. And see if you can wish my daughter, Soraya, a very happy, special, belated birthday. She just turned 11 years old, and that's from Dad Cisco. So, yes, happy, happy birthday. Woo-hoo! Happy, sorry, belated
there
birthday
you to go.
Soraya. I hope you had a great birthday.
Who gives a fart?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this?
Nick.
Nick, you're caller 20. You just won.
Awesome.
You just got a $200 Gold Belly gift card. Congrats.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Graham, a couple things you want to say about Gold Belly, how amazing they are?
They are an awesome, awesome site and company. If you guys have never been, go check out goldbelly.com. They've got every single food you can imagine from all across the country, top restaurants, top chefs, you name it, and they can have it shipped right to your front door. If you want to try out Gold Belly for yourself, use the promo code IHEART, and you get 20% off your first order. I highly recommend it. I've used their site many times.
Now, Nick, my friend, Nick.
Yes.
You are going to play the Chug Wheel game. We're going to give you a chug mug.
Awesome.
Please don't make us chug.
Awesome.
Please don't make us chug.
We've had
this
three.
This has a bunch of nastiness on there.
Can it be the chicken smoothie?
No!
I didn't bring any chicken breasts this morning
ready for that,
nor do we have a show
Nick,
blender.
Nick, how dare you say
that? But we've had three straight weeks, Nick, without one of us chugging. Can you make it four? That's all we want to know.
So,
can you make it four?
For anyone listening not familiar with the game, we sent Jess out to the streets. She asked a random person 8 questions. We're going to go through each question one by one. We're going to stop down. And Nick, if you can guess what that person said on the street correctly, point for you. Once you get to 4 points, that means you win. We're drawing names and one of us is chugging. What's on the chug wheel, Graham?
All right, on this morning's chug wheel, we have Mountain Dew Baja Blast Hard Seltzer. That sounds fun.
Let's go.
We have mackerel fish brine. That's the new featured item for this week's chug wheel. We have toilet tank water. That's water from the upper tank of my home toilet, the one that I use the most, of course. We have au jus sauce. Turmeric juice is a new item on the wheel as well. And we have the soup du jour. It's a hearty beef and barley soup, I think. I got to check about that. I got to check with the chef. It's the soup of the day. He said it's not that good. And then we have dealer's choice. You land on that, you can pick any of those things you would like to check.
Oh, my God. All right, Nick, are you ready?
I think so.
Okay, let's find out who Jess talked to.
Sharon, and I'm from Orange County, California.
Was it Sharon?
Yeah.
Sharon.
Sharon or Shannon, one of those.
From Orange County.
All right, Nick, here's question number one. Listen carefully.
If you were trick-or-treating at a house that has a bowl out front, are you taking one piece of candy or multiple?
Nick, what do you think she said?
I'm going to say one.
Just take one.
Okay, just take one. Okay.
That's psychopath behavior.
That
at least take two, right?
Come on now.
All right, next question.
Fill in the blank. I hate when my blank gets too sweaty.
Nick, what do you think Sharon from Orange County said? She hates it when her what gets too sweaty? Careful, by the way.
I'm gonna say butt.
I hate when my hands get too sweaty.
No.
Nick, does that happen to you?
What?
I hate a sweaty butt.
I agree. I do too. Nothing worse than some swamp ass.
All right, Nick, you got a point. Yep. You still have 1 point. Let's go to the next question.
Cool or not? Office Halloween costume contests.
What do you think she said? Cool or not?
Not cool.
Cool. It's cool.
Interesting.
All right.
What do you guys think?
Cool.
I'm going to go not.
What? You guys won last year. Didn't you?
That part was cool.
Yeah,
but
we did.
How did it stay around longer than needed?
We got a gift card last year. We won last year. Yeah. So it was good. All right. 2 incorrect, 1 correct so far for Nick. Next question.
Can you name one current member of the JV show on Wild 94.9?
Nick, do you think Sharon can name one member of the JV show?
Yes.
Unfortunately, no.
Yes!
No,
thank
she
God.
Can't.
Thank God no one knows.
We right? shouldn't be happy about that, I know.
Today I am.
Very little awareness out there on the streets for the JV show. That's fine. We're still number one. All right, 3 incorrect and only 1 correct.
All right, here we go. Next question.
You have to permanently eliminate one of these food items. Muffin, croissant, or bagel. Which one is it?
Ooh, what do you think she said?
I'm going to say muffin.
Muffin.
Oh. Gosh, dang it. All right. Another point for you.
That's a tough one. I might go croissant.
Really? I'm Michael Bagel. I'm getting rid of bagels. I'm sick of bagels.
What?
Yeah, we do eat them a lot.
Yeah, but like a breakfast sandwich on a bagel?
Oh, so I do love those.
But you could do that on a croissant and it tastes even better.
That's a good point. That's a good point. All right.
All right, Nick has how many points?
He's got two correct, three incorrect. Next question.
If someone you just met accidentally called you the wrong name, do you correct them immediately or just let it slide?
Nick, what do you think Sharon said?
She sounds too nice. She lets it slide.
Let it slide.
Oh!
All right. We're all tied up now. Three correct, three incorrect. Uh-oh. Getting a little sweaty up here. My butt's sweating.
All right. Going to the next question.
Do you like to watch horror movies?
Ooh, what do you think she said?
Yes.
Yes, I do. I love horror movies.
Oh.
That's it, you guys.
Thanks,
that's four.
Graham. You jinxed us.
I know. Way to go.
How did I jinx us?
All right, Nick. I have no words. I'm very disappointed in you.
That was a hell of a
congratulations.
Comeback.
Yeah, you got.
I'm very happy.
Got you, I know you are. You got your chug mug. You got your gold delegate card. Yeah. We're chugging. Nick, hang on for all that winning. You guys talk amongst yourselves. I got to find the sack.
All I got to say is if my name is drawn here, I'm praying for the toilet tank water or the Mountain Dew Baja Blast hard seltzer.
Fish sauce.
That's been on the wheel for a while. Now, but yes, the mackerel fish brine, that is canned mackerel, and then whatever kind of watery brine those little fish are floating around in there. Disgusting. You don't have to include a fish in there, just the brine and the stuff. All right.
Oh my God.
Selena, it's your draw today.
All
right, yeah. Selena has the bag.
I've shaken the sack. Names.
She shook her sack. She is reaching in to draw out a name.
I'm going
to
cry.
If you draw my name, I swear to God.
I'm literally like about to cry right now.
I might smack you.
Nick, this is all your fault. I hope you're still listening.
Thanks a lot, Nick.
Oh, my God.
I thought he was going to lose. He was down like 1-3.
No, he came back.
You guys, I'm like shaking.
Just tell us. Just rip the Band-Aid off.
Give us the news. It's cheaty, isn't it? It's
cheaty. Don't say that.
Just say cheaty.
No, if it is, I will be so mad at you.
Just say cheaty.
It's Jess.
Of course.
I hate everything.
Oh, my God.
Nick. Wow. That's all I have to say.
Come on, fish juice.
I'm like still shaking. Oh my God. All right.
I hate everything.
We're going to spin the chug wheel, or Jess is going to spin the chug wheel. Ooh.
Yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Okay, so I barely stopped shaking after our chug wheel game. I can't imagine how you feel right now, Jess.
Not good. Not good. I, for some reason, honestly thought that we were going to win again.
Me too.
I did too.
I don't know how to feel right now, but I'm feeling all sorts of things. Okay.
All right. Time. Your loins one of them?
No.
That'd be a weird feeling, but a special feeling. All right, things we got to go over really quick. What is on the JV Show chug wheel that Jess is going to be spinning and then eventually chugging from on this morning's wheel? We have Mountain Dew Baja Blast Hard Seltzer, bro. We got some mackerel fish brine. That's canned fish. You're going to be drinking the brine out of there. It's pretty gross. Toilet tank water. That's water from the upper tank of my home throne. That's the one
that's
use.
That's so gross.
Every day at 1 o'clock. We have au jus sauce, a turmeric juice on the wheel. I'm not sure what your daily allotment of turmeric is, but this will be way over what it is. And then we have the soup du jour, which is, of course, the soup of the day. It's a hearty, it's like a winter soup of beef and barley and vegetables. And then we have dealer's choice. You land on that, Jess, and you can pick whatever you want from the chug wheel to chug. And I'd have my eye on that tank water if I were
That's
you.
That's disgusting.
It's fresh, clean drinking water. We
Jess,
don't need that. All right, Jess
ready?
Is stepping up to the wheel. She's about to spin. The wheel is spinning. Heart spin this morning. It's coming to a stop. It slows down on au jus.
Wait,
sauce.
I forgot what an au jus is.
Au jus is what you dip a French dip sandwich into.
Okay.
It's kind of like a very light gravy.
I'm going to be honest.
It's like a brothy.
I don't know how to feel right now.
It's like a brothy gravy.
It's better than the fish juice.
It's better than the fish and it's better than the toilet tank water because I really don't want to do that, you know, just for... my mental
health and your physical health.
She was
you don't
one,
die?
About an inch and a quarter away from landing on that toilet tank water.
Oh,
so
God.
That would have been a fun
Friday.
I think
this is a win compared to the other stuff on
that
wheel.
I hope so, but also I've never tasted au jus, so.
I love French dip sandwiches. You guys ain't never get a French dip?
No.
Oh.
They don't have those at Subway.
They actually might.
Do they? Then never mind.
Maybe at one point. I don't know. I don't know.
All right. So Jess going to be doing some chugging next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I always thought it was au jus sauce, but one of our French listeners was like, you idiots, it's au jus.
Au jus.
So au jus sauce.
I saw your face when you smelled that, and I'm scared now.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I thought it was going to be better. Because I like a French dip sandwich, and you dunk it in there. Ooh, delicious. But that's also, like, warm, and, you know,
probably
you're dunking
fresher.
And you're dunking meat into it. And this is just, you know, this has been under my desk for, I don't know, like 3 or 4 months.
Ew. So.
Not that it goes bad or anything, but it just...
I feel like it's going to be just, like, super salty.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be that, and it also, I don't know, it smelled beefy slash fishy. I don't know.
Stop!
It wasn't good.
Is it kind of like mayonnaise?
What?
Like mayo? Mayone?
No. Not like that. Mm-mm.
It's very liquidy.
It's very liquidy.
Very runny.
It's a concentrate, right? It's very easy. Chidi, that was between us.
Oh my God.
That means you have to add water.
I did.
Well, only 2 parts water to 1 part this. I added...
That's disgusting.
A quarter part water to the rest of this. It's fine. It's going to be a lot of salt. You're going to be pretty salty.
There is water in it.
Yeah. You're going to be pretty salty after you drink this.
All right, Jess, how are you feeling? Are you ready?
I'm feeling salty already, and I haven't even started drinking that.
Give her the chuggy muggy.
It's over here. I'll hand it to her, but I'm just reading the breakdown. This has an absurd amount of salt.
Okay, we should water it down.
I did water it down.
No, but like more.
Just drink. How about you just drink a bunch of water afterwards? See?
I guess it's the same thing. It swishes around in your stomach.
Yeah, just wash it down in your
stomach. I'll remember this when you have the chug, Graham.
One and a half.
This is like actually not healthy.
Well, 1.5 tablespoons of this has 18% of your daily sodium intake. And in there, I don't know.
I can't eat for the rest of the day, basically.
Well, yeah, nothing salty. No salty foods.
I hate this.
All right.
You ready, Jess?
No. But that doesn't help.
Jess, about to chug. Au jus sauce. By the way, we're streaming live still on our Instagram, JV Morning Show, every Friday where we chug. We are live. If you want
to check it out. On the bright side, it's not chunky.
No, zero chunks. It's very liquidy. It's very chuggable.
Smell it.
But again,
I don't want to smell it.
I'm going to need you to drink between 60 and 140 ounces of water after this.
Just so you don't die? To dilute
all the salt, yes.
I'm just going to get it done. Cheers. Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday.
All right.
Woo. Except for Nick. Nick, if you're listening, happy Friday to you. Okay.
Okay, go.
All right.
Cheers, everybody.
Oh, my God. I am so nervous.
She's cheersing the camera again. Join us on Instagram
Live
JV Morning Show. She has begun the chug. Eyes closed. Ooh, disgusting face. She does not like it.
She's back at it. Oh, she stopped again.
Face is not happy.
Back at it. Oh, she stopped again. She's deep breath. She's hyperventilating.
She's going
chugging
for it.
She's almost going to puke. Oh, my God. It's coming out. It's back in.
Okay.
She's chugging again.
How much is left?
Oh, my God. There you go.
And she's done it.
She finished it.
She has finished.
It's still in her mouth.
She has finished the chug.
It's down.
It's so
there is a
salty.
Tear coming down her cheek right now.
It's not a tear. It's a drop of.
Oh, okay. It looked like you were actually crying, which I think because.
Crying on the inside.
Given that you said, oh, this is not going to be that bad. It was that bad, wasn't it?
It was that bad. Terrible. It was a roller coaster of like, am I drinking chicken? Am I drinking? So I guess you guys got your wish.
There you go.
Those of you that requested we drink blended chicken because that tasted like it.
Shout out to Johnny's French dip au jus concentrated sauce. As you just
do you feel weird?
I don't feel okay right
I'm
now.
I'm going to need you to drink a lot of water.
I need a moment.
If you have a salt stroke later, it's not on me. Is salt stroke a real thing?
Probably.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my doctor give me a doctor's note that I can no longer participate in this game.
We don't allow that. Denied.
All right, Jess, good job. Today's Hottest Trending is next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Holy butt sweat, Jess. I feel so bad for you. I feel like you get picked a lot. But good luck. Love you guys.
Are we forgetting? I did all the chugging for like the past two months. Hold on.
We are forgetting.
No.
Sorry, Selena.
Well, I think people have forgotten. It did feel like Jess got drawn a lot for a while, and then she was on a pretty lengthy dry spell. Yeah. And then now, is it back to back?
Yeah. The last time it was me, unfortunately.
Which was a month ago,
That was a long time ago.
That's a good point. But today's, you guys are kind of scaring me. You keep telling me I need to drink water the whole rest of the day.
You do.
We get a nurse on site during the chug wheel or something. You've got a lot of concerns, listeners.
Look, a lot of sodium in the au jus sauce that she just had to chug, but pales in comparison to the fish sauce that I had to chug that one time where it was like one teaspoon of this has, you know, 10,000 times your sodium intake for the day or whatever it was. It's very salty. You just want to stay hydrated when you eat any, you know, eat anything salty. And we can't get a nurse on site. This is what you wanted, people. You want the chug wheel. Are you not entertained?
Stop it. I think things need to be like fairly diluted though.
Yeah.
So it's like not going to put our health in jeopardy.
That, I added water to it. You saw me do it.
In all seriousness, though, Graham, because I had to chug some stuff that was super salty, too, and I was feeling off that entire day.
In your head.
No, it wasn't. I was literally shaking.
That was all mental. You'll be fine.
It was not diluted enough, I'll tell you that.
You can't complain to me about sodium and then go eat B-dubs and hot Cheetos and all this stuff. Your body's just fine with that amount of sodium.
But that's by choice.
Well, it is by choice, but like
That's a regular amount.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Check the packaging on that stuff.
10 Takis doesn't compare
to like 11
I just drank right now.
Servings per container, and she almost drank
11 servings. That's so bad.
Dude, come on. Don't give me servings. How many servings of potato chips do you just eat? And then you look and you're like, oh, one serving size is 5 chips. Well, I just had 400. So you know what I mean? We've all been there. You're fine.
I don't know.
We think. We hope.
You'll be fine.
We'll see. My heart's beating.
I hope your heart's beating.
You need to know.
She has a pulse.
That's actually a good thing, Jeff.
She still has a pulse, people.
So people think that Hailey Bieber was throwing a little shade at Selena Gomez. So Hailey's Road Beauty is now going to be sold in Sephora stores. Well, guess who else has beauty products there?
Selena Gomez's
Rare Beauty is also sold there. So Hailey was doing this interview with the Wall Street Journal magazine earlier this week, and the person who was interviewing her asked her if she was a little nervous that shoppers will compare them and the two brands. And as she's doing this interview, like, Hailey's publicist was like, don't answer that question. But Hailey answered it anyways later on in the interview. She said, it's always annoying being pitted against other people. I didn't ask for that. When people want to see you a certain way and they've made up a story about you in their minds, it's not up to you to change that. I do think there is space for everybody. I don't feel competitive with people that I'm not inspired by.
Oh, there's
a shot.
She's
going to get to that last part.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That was shots fired.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dang. Now the beef is starting up again.
I know. Now it's going to come down to who actually sells the most at Sephora. And so we'll have to just wait till those numbers come in. Grammy, what do you have?
Angry otter alert, you guys. Angry otter alert. That mean and aggressive sea otter in Santa Cruz might be back in action. You guys remember this otter?
Yes.
It was taking people's surfboards. Well, on Tuesday, a surfer was attacked and bitten by an otter, and then it stole her surfboard. The surfer was at Steamer Lane. She says the otter bit her foot. She felt a nip at her foot and was like, what is that? And then the otter very aggressively climbed onto her board, stayed on that board for about 20 minutes. She said, luckily, she called for help. There were some other surfers in the area that kind of paddled over and help her out, and some other first responders got out there. The otter stayed on the board for a bunch of that. Lifeguards eventually got her surfboard back from the otter. The notorious otter that was doing this the past couple summers, I think, was Otter 841. I don't know why we couldn't come up with a better name, but Otter 841, we don't know if this is the same one, but it is exhibiting the exact same type of behavior. And remember, they went out and tried to catch Otter 841, and Otter 841's like, hold my sea urchin, you're not going to catch me. And they never were able to. So this very well could be that same otter. So if you are surfing in the Santa Cruz area, in a Steamer Lane, you need to be on the lookout for Angry Otter.
That's disappointing because they're so cute.
They are so cute.
Oh my God, I just want to like cuddle them.
I want one can you imagine having one as a pet? And
then
it just lays in the hot tub next to you and it's like munching on snacks, you know, that it's holding on its chest.
I love when they have like the little babies.
What was overload? You talked about it earlier. The Monterey Bay Aquarium otter shirt. Is that the Taylor Swift?
Yep.
That was an otter shirt, wasn't it? And they raised money for the otters.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
So Taylor was wearing this vintage Monterey Bay Aquarium T-shirt in her recent movie. If you went to go see the official release party of a showgirl, and Swifties were like, "Oh my God, what's that shirt from?" Clearly, we know because we live so close in the area. But the aquarium ended up bringing the shirt back. It's going for $65, and they're selling it as a fundraiser for their sea otter program. Already raised more than $1 million.
Boom!
So you can go buy one of those T-shirts.
Good for those otters. Shout out to Otter 841. Keep being you.
All right, next on the JV show, we have another shot for you to win this $1,000 in crazy cash. Plus, we're gonna go back to GD's. Why are you laughing? Because we did some tweets earlier and we found out that Chidi accidentally went live on TikTok in her sleep and she was just on there snoring.
For 20 minutes.
More of Chidi's tweets next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, Wild 94.9. Can I get a shout out to my godson, George Anthony, out there in Newark, California? Your Nina Donna loves you. Show. Have a great day. Peace out. Thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday. Woo-hoo. Shout out. And yeah, peace out, everybody.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point.
Good morning, JV Show fam. This is Marcus from Tracy, the boxing dad. And I just want to give a big, big, big shout out to Arnez Showtime. And he is testing for his black belt today and tomorrow. Come check us out at Reed's Martial Arts in Tracy tonight at 4:30. It's going to be pretty awesome. Let's go!
Let's go!
Good luck. Yeah, good luck. Training for his black belt. Selena.
Yes.
Let me just lay out a scenario.
Okay.
You, Friday night, going to a gym in Tracy to watch somebody else's kid get a black belt. Your level of excitement, 1 to 10. You might even go off the chart past 10, but that's okay.
Yeah, I think I have to drive to Tracy.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah.
And then give up my Friday.
Right. But like, he's going for his black belt.
But,
this is a big deal.
You know, I think I'll just catch the highlights after.
Who gives a fart?
Okay, well, good luck, Arnez. I'm with you. I'm in your corner. I'll be there. I won't be there.
Graham's showing up. Jess, are you in? Will you be there, Jess?
Oh, I'm busy.
Wow.
I'll be at the next one when you already have your black belt.
Jess is promising to be there.
Lock it in.
Boxing Dad, let us know when that is. Jess is just locked in, making room in her schedule. Mm-hmm. Hey, before we get back to Chidi's tweets, we have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword. This one's easy. Red. You guys, enter the keyword red at wild949.com. You can win $1,000 in crazy cash. Good luck.
All right, our buddy Chidi's in here because it's Friday. Mm-hmm. She tweets a lot. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
I literally spend hours watching pointless videos.
We already knew that.
Yeah, but I just noticed it, like, it just became reality yesterday when I was watching this.
What about
person
for the last 10 years?
No, it wasn't until yesterday.
Got it.
When I was watching someone paint a flower, like, with acrylic paint.
Acrylic?
Acrylic paint.
Oh my God.
Where's it hard, you guys?
I'm gonna quit the show. Okay, so, and what were they painting the flower on? Just a piece of paper?
Yeah, and I was just watching it, and there's other videos I just sit and watch on X, and it's just pointless.
Those hours, those minutes, those hours, then they just add up. You will never get those hours, days, weeks back in your life.
Why does it seem so much worse when we're talking about videos on social media, but I sat on my couch and watched 4 episodes of Love is Blind and nobody says anything.
Right. Huh. So what we should do is we should watch TikToks on our TV.
Yeah, apparently that'll make it better.
Be like, hey guys, sorry, I'm going to sit down and watch an hour and a half of TikTok.
I'm sure people do that.
Videos on my TV. Yeah, I know. I mean, that's essentially what
it's
it is.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. It is. Look, we all are guilty of it. As much as I like to sit up here on my high horse and be like, you're wasting your life. We are all guilty of watching mindless content. It's just when you think about everything as a whole, your entire life, one, you think about that, how much time you spend. And we learned, you know, how if you spend 3-4 hours a day scrolling, what that was at the end of your life. It was a lot of years spent just scrolling. But also collectively, as all of us that live on this planet at the same time, imagine if we put all that time towards making something good, better, you know?
Yeah, but it's not going to happen.
We won't do that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
That ain't happening.
But just imagine all those hours just put into something better. Oh, man. We could change the world. We won't. We're too tired. Yeah, I do not need to be driving SMH.
Oh, my God.
You guys.
What were you doing?
I was backing out my aunt's car. And, you know, I thought it was too close to, like, we have, like, a rose bush on the side. So I thought I was too close to that. So I, you know, tried to drive forward so I wouldn't scratch up her car. So backed out, ended up scratching her car on our garage. So there was a big red, scratch all on the side of her car.
SMH.
And
what did she say?
I literally started bawling my eyes out. And she thought I backed up into somebody. So she was like, okay, we'll fix it. Don't worry. So that.
But you didn't tell her the truth? Like, no, that was me. I scraped it on our own garage. No, you were like, yeah, I guess somebody must have hit me over there.
No, no, no. The way I was crying, she thought I went and hit somebody. But I was like, no, I scratched it on the car. Like, I showed her. There was no denying it. I couldn't just hide it. Like, it's just there. So,
well, couldn't you say, hey, I was parked at Walmart or whatever, and somebody must have sideswiped your car. Sorry.
No.
This was at my house.
And then my cousin was like...
drive around for a little while, work up the excuse, and then come back.
My cousin heard it. Like, he heard, like, he thought somebody fell or something.
Oh, my God.
Chidi comes in bawling.
You guys, I'll show you guys a picture. It was so bad.
I can't think of anything worse than messing up somebody else's car.
And it was a nice car, too. That's why I started crying. It was a nice car.
Like, it's bad as it is when you mess up your own car, but at least it's your own. But
yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. It's so bad.
Chidi, what were you... Oh, once you feel the scrape starting, please apply the brake.
No,
why do you drive through the scratch?
It's because once you feel the scratch, you panic and you don't know which way to go.
And you know what it is. So it's the front... But like the front bumper, like the corner by one of the headlights, it's because we're so short. Yeah, it's hard to see. I can't see the front of my car either. Yeah, I just kind of hope for the best.
Can't you tell when you've collided with something and then it begins to scrape? And Chidi's like, I got to see this thing to the end. I got to see this thing through. And then scrape it the entire way.
I don't know which way to go.
Stop it first. Apply brake. Stop.
I didn't realize I hit something until I heard a door. I was like, what is that? And then I went out the car and then,
it's pretty bad.
But there is a life hack.
Okay.
You take brake fluid and you rub it on there, and then the paint comes off.
Did it work?
Yeah. This is the update.
Really?
It looks so much better.
Oh, okay. It's like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some stuff like that actually works. Yeah, where you can clean it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Can you guys imagine being a valet? I always think like...
No.
That's a stressful job because people are handing you the keys to like really nice cars. Mm-hmm. I valeted cars a couple times at weddings, like as a side gig. It was terrifying, you guys. Like, because people are tossing you the keys to a really nice car. You know how weird it is driving somebody else's car? You get in, where's the thing? Everything's different, you know? Yeah. And then you don't know, how much farther can I go here? It was terrifying. And I was the only one of the valets at this wedding that knew how to drive a stick shift. So I got all the stick shift cars.
Oh, my God.
Well, stick shifts are different in every car. You know, I know how to do
that
it, but.
That sounds so stressful.
Yeah.
It's like, these were fancy cars. I was terrified. Never again.
This is going to sound really unrelatable, but we valeted a Lambo in Miami.
Oh, God. That's very unrelated.
I know, but listen, we get it back, and the music is turned all the way up. It's like some reggaeton. Like, he was clearly out driving this thing while we went out to lunch.
Clearly.
Well, he probably knew it was a rental, right? It probably has some plates on it or something that says what company it's from.
No, it had normal plates.
Oh. I thought maybe it had like the, some sort of.
Well, that's good to know next time I'm in my Lambo. It's not to take it to valet.
Yeah, because they might drive it around.
Yeah, in Miami. It's in Miami parking my Lambo.
Blast the music.
Don't scratch it, Chief. Here's the keys. God.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.